Something like that.
Yeah.
I've heard something like that.
Well,
they
saw.
Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And if you keep it moving, you say back your leg.
Uh-huh. You know that one. Yeah. Now, if a person was plowing with mules or horses, and they wanted to go left and right, to go left, they'd say,
ah.
Huh.
Uh-huh, and to go right, then they'd say,
G.
How about if they wanted to call horses in from the pasture? Do you know how they do that?
No, I don't know how they do that.
How about if you want a horse to start going, you'd say,
get up.
Okay. How about if you wanted to stop?
Whoa.
And you know how they call hogs to get them to feed, come in to feed?
Yeah. Swoopy.
No, that's been getting them weak.
Oopy.
Oh. Oopy.
Oh.
Oopy.
Boy, I just learned everything. How about sheep? Have you ever heard people call sheep?
No, I haven't.
How about chickens? How did you call your chickens to get them?
Chick, chick, chick.
When people would be driving a horse, what would you call what they hold in their hands?
The reins.
How about riding on top of a horse they hold in their hands?
The reins.
The same thing. Uh-huh. Now, on a saddle, the part you put your feet into would be the
stirrups.
Now, when people are plowing, have you ever heard them refer to one of the horses as a lead horse? And have you ever heard that?
Not in plowing.
Ain't no lead horse in
plowing.
Not in plowing. What would a lead horse be?
To a wagon.
Oh, to a wagon?
Just like the old rolling stage used to be. The front horse is the lead horse.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we were talking about a house, and it wasn't just right next door, but you might say, well, it's not but just a little.
Few feet.
Mm-hmm. Or just a little.
Just a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about now if it was, you'd say, now.
It's a good distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's quite a
step.
No.
Quite a what?
Quite a ways.
Okay.
Would you probably say that?
Quite a ways.
We all make a good team. If something is just real common, so you don't have to look for any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
And this way, they fell
forward.
If somebody apologized for, like, breaking something of yours, you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Little child might be crying, and you'd say, what's wrong? You'd say, well, he is eating some candy, and he didn't give me
any.
You ever heard an old expression people used to use, like they'd be talking about something that might happen, they'd say, now that little boy, spoil, when he grows up, he'd have trouble like his not.
Yeah.
Like his not,
Like his father, his mother.
Now when they plow, the trenches that a plow cuts, they're called...
What you call them then?
When they plow.
It's different ways of plowing, see?
Uh-huh.
Now you have different plows you put on your plow to plow with.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can put a turning plow on, that's
mm-hmm.
turning your ground in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can put a middle buster on it, that's
mm-hmm.
making up your road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, you're going right straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a shovel on there, that's
mm-hmm.
throwing the dirt to your rows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, would rows be the same thing as furrows?
Well, yeah. Furrows are rows.
Okay.
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you raised a good yield of something, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you were